One day, my friend called me. He said, I'm the one that with Mike. Hey, come on down. I said, no, Mike, disrespect me. I ain't coming down there. I ain't play. He said, no, Mike, ask for you. I said, well, I'll be right down there. Hey, this is Mike Tyson.
Ooh, cute.
And listen, we're back and we have an interesting guest, and his name is Mr. Nicky Jam.
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm doing happy. I'm happy to be here with you.
They tried to cast me. They tried to stop me from saying on it, but I guess it didn't work.
Hey, you the boss. You the boss.
My wife was telling me you're the best reggaeton guy out there.
Yes, yes. I've been singing reggaeton for more than 30 years. I'm one of the pioneers of this music. I started in Puerto Rico back in 94. And I'm still here today, you know? I mean, today, this is one of the biggest...
Have you ever heard of the band?
Have I heard the word?
Yeah, reggaeton. The band, the group.
Oh, no, never.
Oh, no, they're a great group.
The name is what?
They changed their name. I guess it wasn't politically correct, but they were a great band.
Well, wow. Yeah. That's crazy. No, I never heard that group before.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, they were up there. No, listen, I'm not saying it from a negative point of view.
I know.
I think you were half African-American when you were starting. You lied about being half Jamaican or something.
Yeah, when I was a kid, you know, the reggae dancehall thing was really big in the Caribbean. So I used to sing like, no, for them, I get mad, you talk, get bum, don't get them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I wasn't saying but it sounded really good. And I lied that I was like half Jamaican and shit like that so I could go into clubs and be interesting. Yeah. But then one day they took me to a real Jamaican. It was Batra. She was a singer. She was really big back in the 90s.
I know you with the braids.
Huh?
Girl with the braids.
Yeah, girl with the braids, yeah. And then they say, yo, he's half Jamaican. And then talk to her. And then I'm like, What am I gonna say now? It's crazy.
Mike, he looks really good now, man. He lost like what, 110?
That's damn. I don't know how many pounds I lost. I mean, probably like 60 pounds.
You look another human being now.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I did the gastric surgery. I did the gastric surgery because
how does that feel?
At the beginning, it was like because I can't eat anything. It was all liquids. But I was like, I had two homies that did this surgery. And they did really good. So I said, I'm doing it. I did
nothing
it.
Nothing as good as skinny Phil.
The only problem is you get drunk quick as bro.
Yeah.
Your stomach is like this small, bro. And then,
and
you drink a little wine and you look like you were fucked up, man. You'll be in a club. Everybody looking at you like you're doing crack and shit. Like, it's crazy. Like they caught me at a club the other day. The paparazzi, they put the camera on my face. I took like two cup of wines.
And it was over.
Bro, it was viral. It was like, yo, Nicky Jam is doing drugs again. He's f***ed up. And I just did two f***ing cups of wine.
That one, I did mushroom. I'm doing the head, I'm talking. Everything started.
What was your breaking point to, obviously
man,
the surgery.
I've been
did
in
try
every
that?
Single weight in the world. I've been fat, skinny, ripped, strong.
Oh, wow.
That's me.
I've been every weight in the world. The thing is, I always had that problem
in my mouth
before I was 20.
Thank
like
you.
Every fucking guy, there was no way I could get fat. But after the 20s, God.
Yo, before we start this interview, man, what is La Combi Completa?
You mean interview? We already started the interview.
I thought we were just chilling, talking about and
this is our type of interview. This is that type of interview, man.
Chill out, stop that bullshit, man.
All right, what is La Combi Completa?
Mommy, papi.
La Combi Completa means you want the combo. You want
Really?
So you would say, yo quiero la combi completa, ¿qué?
What about Chucha, the mouth? Culo, how's the mouth doing in this equation?
It was hard to rhyme that man, so I just had to go with three more important things, you know what I'm saying? No, the mouth is very important.
Mouth is
But it just didn't rhyme, it just didn't rhyme.
The mouth is
mouth for the south.
Yeah, because remember, you can say combi completa and then put four things, you know what I'm saying? Teta rhymed with completa. So had to put chocha culo. If not, I would have said chocha culo, boca y teta. I could have done it, actually.
Could have even said
And I could have done it. Yeah. Well, those days, I could have said it.
And listen, your guys laughing. The government trying to change our banking pattern. I mean, we can't say n***a. Now they taking n***a away from us. No, I ain't saying I'm not saying nothing. You're losing the consciousness. You're losing the power of n***a. You're going to lose somebody. They're taking all our power away.
But wait, is this something new that y'all can't say? Like you can't say your own, like,
no,
the word.
No, listen, if you say n***a, everybody a black boy, you're almost shooting. He's a racist.
He's a king, so he shouldn't call himself that. Like,
yeah, king
other
of
black
what?
People
king
say
of
that.
What? King of nothing. I'm just Mike. I'm just passing through. I mean, the rest of us, we just passing through.
He's a king, but he's stopping at the donor spot.
I don't do that no more. After Tyre, what you gonna do?
I got a lot of businesses, a hotel business, a restaurant business. You know, I got a whole bunch of shit. So, and I just signed this new rapper. His name is Axel Leon. He's one of the best in hip hop right now, and I think he's gonna kill the game. So I want to get into hip hop too, you know. But as a manager, you know what I'm saying, as a producer. Well, so I'm working with that too.
Where did you get the choice to do that? Was it like the Daddy Yankee retiring last year, or?
Well, Daddy Yankee comes from my era. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm the last one from the Daddy Yankee era. And the reality of everything is there's too many kids right now. You know what I'm saying? They doing so many things, and the eyes on that, and you got the TikToks and shit. Now you got to do little TikTok dances and shit. I'm too old for that shit. I'm tired of that shit.
I mean, you were bogling back in the day. I mean,
back in the days. That was back in the days. Today you got to do little fucking dance. Like, the record label calls me and like, yo, Nicky, we need you to do the dance of your song. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? For real, you know, it's like, today you got to do trending to have a hit on in the music industry, and I think that's fucking stupid, and I'm just tired of that shit, you know what I'm saying? I have respect for the game, I have respect for my fans and for my people, but I just think the era right now, what's going on, is not something that I'm enjoying.
Check the dress.
Is that TikTok
shit,
bro?
Stop that bullshit,
you know, the funny shit about this thing? The part of the song that gets really hot is just the little minutes that he put, and then they go to the concert. People don't know the whole song.
They don't even know the artist
sometimes. They only know that part.
And this guy came out when there was no TikTok and he got billion views. Like, imagine it.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of like we're young and doing TikTok back then.
Yeah,
I mean, like 30 billion.
No, but it was when people cared about the music, not a trend, not a dance. You know what I'm saying? You don't have the influencers doing little dances to make a song be hot.
You ever met Sheila E? And there, those great.
Sheila E?
Right now, yeah. Puerto Rican sister.
Sheila E.
Oh, shoot, it's like old school.
Bongo play.
Yeah.
Nah.
Brilliance.
Now, you know, Puerto Ricans, we've been in the mix since the beginning of hip-hop, you know, back in the days when hip-hop started, you know?
I mean, you had some big moments. You worked with Shakira. How was that?
No, amazing.
Jesus.
I mean, just sitting down in the studio and watch her sing and dance at the same time. I was confused. I didn't know what to do in that moment. I was like, should I sing or should I like
she's
put my
good.
Hands in my pocket?
What?
I mean, she's hot as fuck. I mean, and she, when I did that song with her, she wasn't like, it wasn't 20-year-old Shakira or nothing like that. You know, she was like already like in her 40s, and she did every type of music, you know? She did rock music, Spanish rock music, she did all kinds of music, and, you know, she's been in every era, so.
It's funny because me and Mike, I mean, he knew Mike more than me. I hung out with Michael Jackson, like, very temporary, but he didn't know who Shakira was.
No.
He didn't know who Shakira was.
Michael
Jackson, he knows who he is. He did not know who, the screen came down and Shakira
I don't know
was
who
on.
She is.
And then he was like, who's that?
Let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
About my dad. I go to sleep and with Don Kim on the plane and get off. And they said, hey, let's go see Michael, because he had promoted Michael before. Some kind of tour. And so we came into the arena and we walked down the aisle, but Mike could see us. He's on stage and walking down the aisle, It's leading to the stage, pretty much, almost. Then you find the seat. And as he comes in, Don King, he goes like this to Mike. And Mike goes like this. And so I went like this. And Mike put his two down. I said, no, I'm just tripping. I knew he didn't play me like that.
Oh, he didn't like it?
No, no, chill. I just know I miss the Don King with it and put up a peace sign as we walking through the
okay,
the
and scene. Michael did it too.
Mike said anything like this.
Then so when you did it.
I went like, did he put it down?
So I said. He didn't like that.
I'm not sure that he dissed me, but I'm saying, what was that about?
You was thinking. But I said, nah, that's probably it was some normal shit.
Yeah, I said, nah, he don't know me. So I went in the back, right? And his band just hugged me, they kissing me, they gave me their drums. Everybody's around me, but Mike is around right where that girl's at. And it's just what she's doing. But he's like this, and he's like waiting for a car to come pick him up backstage. He's going like this. And I said, I better go. Everybody's loving me, kissing me. I'm up and part of all hyped. This love they're giving me. Everybody knows who I am, the greatest fighter that is. And I see Mike. I said, let me just go say hi to Mike. And Mike is like this, where she's that girl, and they're waiting for the car. I said, hey, Mr. Jack, he said, where did I know you from?
He said, out of here.
Really? And my right hand of God. My right hand of God. No, he went like this. Yeah, exactly.
Where did I know you from?
I said, how you know?
I've seen you before.
I said, how you know, Jack? Hey, where did I know you from? Out of fire! Out of my mind. I said, no, it's sir. I just wanted to shake your hand. But I said, that dirty motherfucker.
Oh, he hit you two times then. Two fingers down and then blood.
Yeah. I said, what the fuck did I do?
Hey, man, but nobody can say stories like that about Michael Jackson. You're lucky, man, for real. That's crazy.
But listen. I've talked to Mike. I've had pictures with Mike since then, but I was always petty. You know what I mean? Took the pictures and I didn't want to talk to him. Because he hurt my feelings. But one day, my friend called me and say, hey, I'm at Wonderland, Rodney Jurgen. I said, I'm the one that I'm with Mike, hey, come on down. I said, nah, Mike disrespect me. I ain't coming down there. He played. He said, no, Mike asked for you. I said, well, I'll be right down there. I said, really? I said, he asked for me. I said, I'll be right down there. I drove.
You felt the respect automatically.
I didn't even fly. I drove there.
That's crazy.
I was in Vegas. I drove there.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And the best
that's
time
amazing.
Of life.
That's an amazing story.
So I saw him listening, but he was down. So I always look at it like this. When he played me, I saw him at the biggest time of his life, and I saw him at the worst of his life. And that was a gift.
That is a gift. Because who the fuck could say stories like that?
You know what I mean? It's something, I don't know, it's something brilliant in watching a great person struggle. And
yeah, it is.
I've learned so much from that.
So how do you guys experience rock bottom, especially you? Like, how did you fight your way out of that? Like, did somebody help you? Was it a family member?
The thing is, it comes from a family thing, because my dad was a drug addict. My mom was a drug addict as well. So it was like a curse, a family curse thing, you know? And you know, it's crazy. I woke up at middle of the night and saw my mom doing crack, my dad doing crack. There was like two zombies in the house looking for fucking rocks in the floor and shit. Yeah. So when I'm into my music and doing my music and I'm in the hype of my career in Puerto Rico, and like the first time, not the second time, obviously I'm gonna turn to drugs because the past. The past is there. You feel that, and you turn to drugs, and for some reason, drugs was like something that would be my best friend, you know, so. The thing is, I lose everything. I go to jail. I did more drugs in jail than outside. Cause there's more drugs in jail than outside. Yeah, like it depends. I don't know. In Puerto Rico,
same in America.
Yeah, same in America.
Get that mic, man. It looks like 42nd Street back there. Get the fuck out of here. I think they're locked in the cell. Yeah. They got to come to the cell to get the handcuffs off.
There's everything. So
I was locked up. I stayed in handcuffs. They kept us in handcuffs.
So what I did, I come out, and when I come out, I get worse. You know what I'm saying? It's just embarrassment, you know, like all over the news. Nicky Jam, they couldn't pay his car. They took it away from him.
What humiliate you, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. And they locking you up. Yeah. You know, it was like humiliation.
Fuck.
Like one after the other. And somebody calls me from Colombia and tells me,
yo, Nikki, we need a show from you. And I'm like, a show? Like, you know, I haven't had a show in years. Like, nobody wants my music. My music is not doing shit.
The same thing
Like, who the fuck wants a show from me over there? And I acted like I was my manager. I changed my voice. Like, yeah, let me give it to my manager. Like, hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? I changed my voice. I acted like I was my manager. I booked the show. We went over there. And I'm thinking, I'm going over there, and I'm gonna be the most, like, the wackest one on the fucking place. And it wasn't like that. People saw me as a legend over there. And so when all these singers that were popping in the moment went there, it was crazy. But when I came out, people went fucking bananas. They were like, wow. They were fucking crazy. So I felt good. I felt loved, you know what I'm saying? And I said, and I did like 20 shows in like a couple of weeks that I stayed there in Colombia. So when I went back, I told my girl in that moment, I said, you know what? Let's move to Colombia. Mm. And she's like, hell fucking no. She's like, I know what the fuck you gonna do. You gonna leave with a Colombian and you gonna leave my ass. And I'm like, nah.
No,
it didn't happen. Yeah, it did happen. Yeah, it did happen. It did happen.
I didn't know that. Yes, you are.
It did happen. So That's crazy. The thing is, I said, go fuck yourself. I was on my way to Colombia, and there was a little church. And there was a guy preaching, and I saw the guy preaching, and I felt that I had to go inside. And it was a small church, and the guy was preaching. And once I went inside, he was talking, and he was like, "Come in. I know why you came here." What? And he kept preaching. And he said, "You could step forward. I know what you came here for." And he kept preaching. So I'm like, "Yo, he's talking to me." So I just went over there, and I got on my knees. And I started crying, and I cried for everything that happened to me in all my past. And I cried like almost 30 minutes crying, just getting all those demons out, you know? And it felt really good. And for some reason, that little stop at that little church before I went to Colombia and moved there.
Feeling like demons is trauma.
Exactly. Exactly, it's trauma.
Demons are not that easy.
But we still got the trauma.
It won't leave you.
It will never leave.
It made you the great person that you are. Believe that.
Exactly.
Believe that pain made you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we still have it. Yeah. We still got to battle it. Because people think we overcome it, even though we're successful and we're okay. And I'm still battling that.
Some people's flaws are their brilliance. You know?
Well,
I'm a junkie too, but it made me, I don't know, maybe God had mercy on me.
Exactly. No, I agree 100%. I agree. You know, it's crazy, but some of the biggest people in the world is the people that have the most trauma. You know?
Didn't Daddy Yankee give you ultimatums?
Got this shame.
Back then?
Also what?
Like ultimatums, like, yo, you better get your shit straight.
Oh my God, he gave me a whole bunch. He gave me a whole bunch, bro. He was tired. People would come to him and say, hey, we gonna kill your man. We killing him, okay? And he was like, yo, please, I'll do whatever you want. Don't kill him. Like, but he had to do that more than 4 fucking times. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't.
He's a good dude.
Nah. He tried his best, but it was a moment where his career was gonna go so big. And he said, yo, I can't fuck with this kid anymore because he's gonna make me stuck.
Where was he at? He was at Gasolina?
He was a little bit before Gasolina movie.
Okay.
You know, but he already had the hits. Like, he was doing real good. We had hits together. We was doing
So when
good.
He left you, what were you doing? He was like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. No. We went to war. I battled him in a song, then fucking Gasolina comes out. And it's the number one fucking song everywhere. And he didn't even have to hit me back. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even.
And then
all the problem happened. I went to jail. I was fucked up. I was on drugs and all that shit. So it was like embarrassments. It was like a fucking line of embarrassments, you know? But those are the things that made me who I am today, because I learned that the discipline is everything, you know? And I ain't trying to be like all prophetic and shit. But it's the reality, man. If you take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? And you clean yourself and you love yourself, it's easier for people to love you. And that's what he showed me. That's what Daddy Yankee showed me. Like, bro, you thinking doing all this crazy shit and hanging around with these fucking thugs and all that shit is gonna make you do good, but all you're doing is fucking yourself and destroying yourself up. But that's the thing. Yankee didn't have the foundations that I didn't have the foundations that Yankee had in his house. He had his mom, he had his dad. I didn't have none of that shit. So when you don't have none of that shit, you can see the mathematics, you know what I'm saying? You can see the outcome of that shit.
But this is what I learned. You can only blame your parents and your your community for so much. You gotta take responsibility for
it. Oh yeah, I know. I agree with that too. But I know it influenced a lot when you have a good home foundation. You know what I'm saying? No, I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, it does influence a lot when you have a good foundation.
They get on drugs too. They run away from their parents too. They have everything. I know billionaires, their kids despise them.
Well, wow. That's crazy though, because your life doesn't match like the music you have out. Like you think you have like hardcore crazy.
That's the craziest thing.
His songs are like amazing. Like he does world music. Like all the chicks.
That's the thing. I'm a bohemian. Like I like doing music.
That shit is crazy.
I like doing music that gives you know people goosebumps. You know what I'm saying? I was never and I would do thug shit. I would do street shit and fuck around in the street. But my music had nothing to do with that.
That's crazy.
You want to do folk music kind of way and rap and reggae when people everybody could come see in music, black, white, they all experience that.
Exactly. I enjoy doing music that everybody can. And you say that because my concerts, normally you go to like a Bad Bunny concert, it's all young people. Mm-hmm. You go to my concert, it's like every age. Wow. You know, every age is there. I'm not comparing myself to Bad Bunny. He's in his best moment right now. He's in his prime.
Big time.
But we worked our ass off for Bad Bunny to be where he is right now.
We interviewed Bad Bunny, didn't we?
Oh, we did J Balvin.
He's a bad
guy. That's all. Matter of fact, one of his hisses with J Balvin.
Yo, yeah, we
had out of here.
Now that one?
Yeah. We got a lot of good songs.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Mi Gente. Mi Gente. Yeah, that's a big fucking song.
Does having a billion views with J Balvin like upgrade your relationship? Like does the success
upgraded my success?
Yeah,
I don't think so because we both went up at the same time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So my comeback was at the same time as his. Like me and him got big at the same time. So
I thought the success would put y'all closer together, and then y'all just put
no, because we both came from Colombia.
Wow.
So when he was blowing up and I was blowing up, we both was like the biggest thing in Colombia. And from Colombia, we jumped to the U.S. and Europe. So it wasn't like he helped me or I helped him. We both helped each other.
So it was organic.
It was 100% organic. 100% organic. So when we did a song together, I was already the number one artist in the world. You know, wow. I already had two or three songs with a billion views each, you know? So it's like two of the biggest basketball players together, you know what I'm saying? Both at the same time. And normally when reggaeton artists and hip hop artists, they big, they don't really help each other. You know what I'm saying? They all go both ways. But we was like always doing videos together, like showing like you could be together even and be bigger. And that's what we did. Like that's cool. My brother right there. That's my brother. Yeah, exactly. That's my brother right there. I have a lot of respect for J Balvin. He's a very humble dude. You know, very, very humble.
I like him a lot.
He don't care, you know. He's like, that's a good thing. That's a good thing when you humble. Being humble is everything, you know?
How does it feel to get your first billion? Well, what did you do? Like, you went crazy? Like, how does that feel to have a billion views? Is that weird? You walk around, you got a billion views. Like,
I mean, and in those days, to get billion views was different. Today,
you can't walk the street.
That's crazy. All South America, anywhere overseas, anywhere in the U.S.
Yeah.
And the women. I mean, I know you love women.
Yeah, of course.
God.
You're married, right?
Nah, that's bad. I'm married, bro. Because the thing is, for real, the reality is, for me, it's really hard to maintain a relationship.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm a free soul, you know? And I know probably that would change in a couple of years, but I don't like nobody like making me feel like I'm not able to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Anybody you bringing in on the album you could shout out? Like
I'm bringing a couple, you know, I'm bringing Mike Towers, I'm bringing Eladio Carrillo. Yeah, I'm bringing a couple more, but I'm not really focusing on bringing a lot of people. I'm trying to just do a masterpiece album, and I want people to, you know, I want
people. You're doing with a great female artist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Style of music.
100%.
Daddy Yankee retired. He said he's going to find faith. What do you think about
faith that? In God?
Yeah, like, what do you think about his retirement? Because you've known him, I mean, and I know him, too.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. to see a reggaeton artist retired, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's amazing because this was a genre of music that people didn't give a fuck and said it wasn't even gonna last 5 years. Yeah. And it's been around for more than 30 years and you got artists that's done millions of dollars and he's about to retire. That's fucking awesome. And The reality is Daddy Yankee has been Daddy Yankee and the biggest artist since I was a fucking kid. And I'm already almost 43 years old. So, man, he can fucking retire. You know what I'm saying? If he's tired and he won't retire, he retired. Because I've been around for the same amount of years as him, almost, you know, 30-something years.
And I'm different. I want to die on stage. I want to die doing this shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not dying boxing. You're doing a lot of things. So that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a whole bunch of things. So imagine you... I'm gonna tell you something. A reggaeton artist, 57 years old, reggaeton artist gotta be funny as fuck, bro. Wow. Imagine that shit, fucking white hair and shit, all wrinkled and shit with a hat back.
Hey, listen, Jerry Garcia did it for rock music. Grateful Dead.
No, but rock is different. Rock music, you could do shit like that. You got Mick Jagger, that's 100 and something years old, and that motherfucker looks good. That type of music, you
can
do that.
If you have beautiful music, no matter what it is, you can go.
And even hip hop. Like, black people don't get old. You know what I'm saying? Like Rakim and these people, they still look young as fuck. So they could do it in their 60s and they could do it in their fucking 70s, it don't matter. But Spanish people, we're a little bit light, our skin is a little bit lighter. So when we 60, you gonna notice that we fucking 60. You know what I'm saying? Look, Jay Balvin's younger than me. And he looks older than me.
Oh yeah, he does, right?
I swear to God, and that's my brother, man. So, you know.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Hey, that's my brother. That's my brother.
I remember years ago when I was doing the mixtapes, I did Tego Calderon's mixtape, Guasa Guasa.
Yeah.
He took me to the... Was he one of your influences? Or you talk about like how they used to look back then?
Well, the reality is I'm before Tego Calderon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, so you were like... You were a child.
Yeah, okay. I'm before Tego Calderon. Tego Calderon became so big in 2003. That people probably didn't see my upcoming, but I'm way before Tego Calderon. I did videos with Daddy Yankee and Tego Calderon was just chilling with us before he was even big.
Wow.
See, they all know each other.
So Tego Calderon, I can't say he's my influence, but I can say I respect him, and for me he's one of the best rappers that ever done it.
He's
in
one
Puerto
of your
Rico.
Contemporaries, young rapper.
But if you ask him, he's gonna tell you, well, yeah, Nicki started way before me.
Who was your influence?
Who was my influence? Well, the reality is my influence was hip hop artists, you know what I'm saying? JC, Eric B and Rakim, you know what I'm saying? And the Jamaicans as well. Cape Breton, Bounty Killer, Buju Banton. That combination of hip hop and reggae, those were the people that were my mentor in music. And the reggaeton artists, you're talking to one of the oldest ones that've done it. So it's hard for me. Like if you say even Don Omar, respect to Don Omar, one of the biggest reggaeton artists that done it in the game. Mm. But I'm way before Don Omar. You know what I'm saying? He probably got bigger, way bigger, quicker than me. But I'm way before.
12 years old, you were Jay-Z. What's that about, man? I saw you told Nori that the other day.
Oh, 12 years old. Look at this story.
He's with Jay-Z.
I'm 12 years old, and Jay-Z comes with this group called Original Flavor.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And they go to Puerto Rico, and I'm 12 years old, and JC's like, oh, I want to go around San Juan and know the city. And I'm like, I'll take you. You know what I'm saying? And I took him around all Puerto Rico.
That's crazy.
And I was like the tourist guy all over Puerto Rico. And then years after, he was one of the fucking biggest billionaires in the hip hop game.
You took him to the hood?
I took him everywhere. And I took him to eat food. I took him to the hood. I took him to the fucking castle all over there. Everywhere, man.
You took him to La Pella too?
Yeah, man. I took him everywhere, man. But JC, but nobody knew who JC was in those years.
Oh, so he wasn't even like big like that.
He was singing with Original Flavor. He had a song with them, and he went over there just for that.
You ever met Julio Iglesias, Mike?
He probably did.
No.
He probably sang with him.
I've met his son. I've been in the same place with his son.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he got records with Enrique. I thought maybe he met the dad. I was into work with him, Enrique Iglesias.
hey, you know, when
is
I...
Like, is he like super big, scarred out?
Big, yeah, yeah. Big.
I found the picture, look. So that's me. That's oh JC, God, that's Damon, that, and that's Damon
Dash. Damon Dash, yo, show Mike this shit.
That's me.
What the
Dame
fuck?
Dash and JC in the back. You can't really see because it was fucking 94, 93. Yeah, I bet there's things that you can fix that picture. What was the question you asked me?
Enrique Iglesias, like.
Hey, man, Enrique Iglesias, you know, he's one of the biggest singers Spanish pop. Huh?
What's his thought process?
Like? His thought?
Interview him.
How does he
know how he think?
No, he worked with him, so they have to go to the studio.
That doesn't mean he knows how he
think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know he's very professional, very picky. You know, he's a guy that he's a good A&R. He knows when a song is really good. And he just goes for it. And it worked for him for a whole bunch of years. And, you know, he's probably not the best singer in the world, but he's a good entertainer. And he's very smart and know how to pick the good songs and very professional. And I got respect for him. You know, the guy knows how to do his thing. He's rich as fuck without his father's money.
So stop hating.
I'm not hating on him. I was asking. I know he had a mole. Where the mole at? I don't know. Didn't he?
He took that shit out.
Oh, he took it out. Right?
He took that shit out. Yeah, it was a good move too.
Oh wow.
I think it was a good move. The mole. I don't know about the mole, bro.
Yo, Mike always think I be hating, man. I just asked a simple question, man. What happened to the mole? That's it, man. Where the mole go?
He's an entertainer.
Where the mole at? You imagine saying hi to him like, yo, where the mole at? I miss that fucking mole. Where your mole at? Y'all can get it. Y'all can get it.
Why am I doing
man,
this?
Mike got me high with that weed, bro. I'm high as fuck.
This is ending to another episode of Hot Boxing. I'm Mike Tyson.
I'm Hookin.
This is Nicky Jam.
I tried, though. See you guys.